Mission Network News, two-minute version for Wednesday, September 7, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Hundreds of thousands of people have been evacuated from Hurricane Katrina's damage zone. The needs in the region are incredible. International Aid's Dean Agee says with the distribution center in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, they're receiving truckloads of supplies, and they're distributing it through evangelical churches.
We're letting them do the physical distribution to the people because we feel by doing that we can strengthen the local church, and long after we're gone and the communities have been rebuilt, the communities and the church relationship should be stronger because of the aid that was given.
Next, as children in Beslan, Russia started school Monday, Slava Gospel Association says the church is still a testimony in the city. On September 3, 2004, the Beslan Baptist Church lost more than 30 people, mostly children, in the terrorist attack that claimed a total of 360 lives. SGA's Joel Griffith.
Just the example of this church in the midst of this tragedy, being able to overlook their own grief in an effort to show Christ's love to others, the impact on this community has been astounding, and I think even the local leadership there, they try to encourage the churches to continue on trying to, you know, do whatever they can to help.
And there's a spiritual hunger across North Africa, and people are looking for answers to life's big questions. Sat7 helps meet that need with Christian television programming and a follow-up phone counseling center. Sat7 recently added its 17th partner-operated counseling center, this one in Morocco. Pray that God will work through the phone counselor to bless Sat7 viewers and draw more people to Him. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.